Good morning. It's so good to be able to share the word together first thing on this beautiful Thursday morning. Today we are in Zephaniah chapter 1. We'll be reading verses 1 through 18. And here, the prophet Zephaniah preached in the latter part of the 7th century B.C. In today's reading, a day of doom and destruction is threatened. The people of Judah will be punished for worshiping other gods. And, I forgot to give God's saving word. God's saving word for us this week is joy. I didn't do that yesterday. Well, better late than never, huh? Okay, God's saving word for us is joy. So let's begin reading Zephaniah chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. This is the message that the Lord gave to Zephaniah during the time that Josiah, the son of Ammon, was king in Judah. Zephaniah was descended from King Hezekiah through Amariah, Gedaliah, and Cushi. The Lord said, I'm going to destroy everything on earth, all human beings and animals, birds and fish. I will bring about the downfall of all the wicked. I will destroy everyone, and no survivors will be left. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will punish the people of Jerusalem and all Judah. I will destroy the last trace of the worship of Baal there. And no one will even remember the pagan priests who serve him. I'll destroy anyone who goes up to the roof and who worships the sun, the moon, and the stars. I will also destroy those who worship me and swear loyalty to me, but then take oaths in the name of the god Molech. I will destroy those who have turned back and no longer follow me, those who do not come to me and ask me to guide them. The day is near when the Lord will sit in judgment, so be silent in his presence. The Lord is preparing to sacrifice his people and has invited the enemies to plunder Judah. On that day of slaughter, says the Lord, I will punish the officials, the king's sons, and all who practice foreign customs. I will punish all who worship like pagans and who steal and kill in order to fill their master's house with loot. On that day, says the Lord, you will hear the sound of crying at the fish gate in Jerusalem. You will hear wailing in the newer part of the city and a great crashing sound in the hills. Wail and cry when you hear this, you that live in the lower part of the city, because all the merchants will be dead. At that time I will take a lamp and search Jerusalem. I will punish the people who are self-satisfied and confident, who say to themselves, the Lord never does anything, one way or the other. Their wealth will be looted and their houses destroyed. They will never live in the houses they are building or drink wine from the vineyards they are planting. The great day of the Lord is near, very near and coming fast. That day will be bitter, for even the bravest soldiers will cry out in despair. It will be a day of fury, a day of trouble and distress, a day of ruin and destruction, a day of darkness and gloom, a black and cloudy day, a day filled with the sounds of war trumpets and the battle cry of soldiers attacking fortified cities and high towers. The Lord says, I will bring such disasters on the human race that everyone will grope about like someone blind. They have sinned against me, and now their blood will be poured out like water, and their dead bodies will lie rotting on the ground. On the day when the Lord shows his fury, not even all their silver and gold will save them. The whole earth will be destroyed by the fire of his anger. He will put an end, a sudden end, to everyone who lives on the earth. And today's key verse is found in Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 14, where it says, the great day of the Lord is near and coming fast. And so here, you know, the idea of the great tribulation and, judgments, this is not new to the New Testament. This is something that even the Jews were taught about. And here, the prophet Zephaniah is relating to something that, part of the what we as Christians call the tribulation period. This is the part that is the great tribulation. The first 3.5 years are going to be troublesome for Christians, and you know, that's just, we can look around the world now and see our fellow believers living in dire situations. But the second half is where is called the Great Tribulation. That is where the wrath of God is poured out. And believe me, brethren, this is not going to be a good time for anyone on the earth. I believe personally at this time, this is when in Revelation it talks about the sun and the moon going dark, that's the sign of the second coming. Jesus comes and takes us out of this place. And so what is left is God's wrath being poured out on Israel for their rejecting Jesus as the Messiah, and poured out on the rest of the earth for their rejection of Jesus as Messiah, just, you know, frankly. And so it's not going to be a fun time to be around. And, you know, sometimes we look around in this age of grace and we see people seemingly getting away with literal murder. And we say, when is this going to stop? How come God doesn't hold these people accountable? But be not deceived, God is not mocked. These people that have lived these lives independent of God, they don't need God. They don't need to come to Him for counsel. They are just, you know, if they do worship God at all, it's just a very shallow relationship that they have with Him, not a life-changing relationship. And God hates that and will bring judgment on those people. But bless God, our eyes are open. We see the signs of the times. And as Jesus said, just watch. Be ready. Amen. Let's go ahead and pray. Almighty God, You alone are God, and I worship You. Draw me close to You and keep me in Your care. I seek to serve You always. In Your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday together to an end. Tomorrow we'll be in Zephaniah chapter 2, where Zephaniah declares that the Lord will then punish Judah's enemies. How interesting. In Zephaniah chapter 1, God's going to punish Judah and Israel. Now, in chapter 2, God's going to punish their enemies. And so there is no one who is left out when God's wrath is poured out upon the earth. Amen. Beloved, love you. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Trust in God to hear your prayers, to answer your prayers, and may His greatest blessings be yours.